Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Bose & Company. I am your host, Emily O, and I am joined by my company for this week. Hello, Mom, and welcome back to the show.
Hello, Emily. Thank you for having me back again.
We are so excited to be recording today's episode. It is a sunny Monday. We're getting back to it after a very fun weekend. What is your bow and what is your low, Anne?
I would have to say that my bow is definitely my weekend with Elizabeth. I was gone for the weekend, which is why we are recording this on Monday.
Yes.
In fact, last night I was in bed and I said to Dad, oh my gosh, I forgot to ask you guys, when did you record the podcast over the weekend? He said, I didn't record the podcast. And then I felt terrible.
Well, honestly, we were doing a lot and then I actually just wanted you on the podcast for this week because I missed you. So we will have Terry on at some point, but I needed to ask people questions. I like to have a bit more of an outline. And you're more go with the flow.
I see. That's me. So breezy.
You're so breezy. When it comes to the show, I mean,
Well, and then I think that was sweet because I got home yesterday and we had other stuff going on last night. So it's a little late, but we're still recording today and we aren't on video, but that's okay. We're getting it done.
We're getting it done. Absolutely.
We didn't want to miss our podcast listeners.
No, we couldn't miss a week and we still have things to say. So what, so your weekend?
Yes, that was definitely, and we can go into detail about it, but that was definitely a bow. And I have a very recent bow. It's a gorgeous sunny Monday, and I have never done this before. And we were driving home just this afternoon. We were out running some errands and doing some Emily Owen Bowes stuff, and I zipped into the car wash.
Oh, yeah, we got a car wash, and it was so fun.
It was so fun. And I went to a new car wash place that turns out is the same branch as the other car wash place. And the woman was sitting there and she was like, here, let me take your credit card. Which one do you want? And she started to give me the spiel for the monthly car wash and I did it.
I was so shocked by it. But then I realized that it was the same branch that we normally go to.
Yes. So my bow is that I now have a monthly car wash unlimited and I'm going to try. My dad does this for years.
Yeah.
Terry does it. He does it. And I just decided to treat myself. And I have to make sure you have to remind me to go use it.
Well, I need to get a car wash for the Mini Cooper as well. I also just think now that the weather's nicer, you can notice more because the sun's out if your car is dirty or not. So it just makes you feel better. And your inside's always, you always get it detailed pretty regularly. But, you know, you sometimes forget that outside. And honestly, in the winter, it's so pointless here in Cleveland to like upkeep with the car stuff.
But I will say my dad's car.
No, you're right.
You know what? I think my mom's car is always clean. But my dad's is always.
Bill always has.
Looks like he's driving a new car.
It does. He takes his car care very seriously,
and
which is good.
You know what? That's what I'm doing.
That's
my bow is I don't treat my car nicely enough. And it's funny because a couple of months ago, I pulled up to my parents and my dad's like, your car is filthy.
He would never let that fly.
Oh my God. Lord. I was mortified. I've never been called out on anything
How
dirty.
No, not you.
No. And that is, you know what? That's what I'm going to do. It's my new spring thing.
I love it.
I'm going to go at least. I'm never going to be home. Where's mom? She's at the car wash.
So that's your bow.
My low is it's nothing major. As I was driving to Miami, had to drive through hail.
Oh, I didn't know that. You didn't tell me that.
Yes.
Oh, that's crazy.
And every mom, because there were about, I don't know, Elizabeth said 5 or 6 different sororities and fraternities that were having moms weekends. And that was our connecting conversation. If we had driven, we all drove through major hail.
Like during the back road time or were you on the highway?
No, the back road time.
See, that's rough.
Yes.
So I didn't know that.
It's kind of stressful.
It's like we're reconnecting even though we've been together all day. didn't tell me about the hail.
It was big hail.
Wow.
Hail, like chunks of pieces.
Yes. Interesting. Mm-hmm. I would say that my bow is I just had a very lovely, relaxing weekend. One of my good college friends was in town from Nashville. She lives in Nashville, but she's from the Cleveland area. So she was in town and we got dinner with another one of my girlfriends who was in town from college. So that was really fun to see them and to catch up. And then on Saturday, it was a beautiful day here. Mm. Spring has officially sprung. That's my other bow. It's just the birds are chirping, the flowers are blooming, and it just smells like spring outside.
It's here.
It's here. She's thank here. Goodness. Thank the Lord. And on Saturday, I went to this little French bistro for brunch with one of my good childhood friends, Peyton. And we sat there and we just had, I had a quiche and we split some French toast and I had a cappuccino. And then we just strolled around and went to another coffee shop. And it was just sublime. I had this just fantastic quilted jacket on from Cezanne that I kept getting compliments on because it's beautiful colors. So gorgeous. I liked my outfit. And then that evening, Dad and I, because literally everyone was out of town this weekend. I could not, this was the weekend, you know, sometimes we're like, wow, everyone's gone. No, everyone was gone. You were at mom's weekend. Claire was at a bachelorette in Naples. Connor had his friends in town. He was home, but he had friends in town. Our Julia and Dan, our aunt and uncle, were out of town at their, at my cousin's
College.
I'm so sorry. I'm losing track. I don't know what Bill and Joyce
were
doing.
Your beau was gone.
My boyfriend was gone. And then all of the plans that I tried to make for Saturday got pushed to this coming week. So suddenly I have now a very busy week, even though I, whatever. So
right.
Terry and I were the two left. And we went. And we went to the Marble Room, which is one of our favorite spots in Cleveland. And we parked it at the bar. And we had martinis. And we just had a time. It was lovely. We were there from like 5:30 to 9:30. And it was really good. We talked a lot about Emily Ombose and business because he's just so smart when it comes to that stuff. And obviously we're always, you know, I live at home. I live with you two, my roomies, my best friends. But it was good because we had a lot of uninterrupted time to work through some things. And we ran into a lot of people.
I was so happy for the two of you.
It felt like it was we were in a big city. And I had a really great time. And both nights I was, you know, in bed by like 10:30. So I was a very well-rested gal this weekend. So overall, the weekend was just so lovely. And it just set me up for a great week. And today, you and I are kind of little bit on a health journey, which actually my low
the other half a day health journey.
My low was, I think it was it Wednesday or Thursday? So I come downstairs and Dad in the sweetest tone goes, "Sweetie, your eyes look so dark." And I go, "Well, thanks, Dad." He was like, "No, like, are you like, do you feel okay? Like, you just look so tired."
It came from a place of love. No,
it always comes from a place of love. Like, I think he thought maybe I didn't feel well or I was getting sick. And I was like, "No, Terry, like, I just don't look good today."
And I'm sure you
looked
fine.
And he was like, "No, I didn't mean it like that," which I know what he means. And so then the next day, he was like, "You still look so tired." So I'm like, "Okay, this is ridiculous." So I just put a bunch of self-tanner on my face. And I did get a lot of sleep this weekend. So that was my low, but then I turned it around and I was really like, funny. Wow, you know it's bad when your dad's saying that you look a little tired.
But I don't. Well, you might have actually been tired because you look very well rested right now. I tried to never tell anyone that they look tired. I remember when I was younger, I think it would really show on my face. I mean, it shows now, but no one has said it recently.
Some people have a face and a body that, like, even if they don't sleep, you can't tell if they're tired. I'm the opposite. If I just slightly go out of line with not sleeping, it's right all over my face. Like, the difference between me being well-rested and me being not, it's two different people that I'm looking at.
I think our whole family's like that.
I would agree. I think our whole family is like that. It's very obvious when we are not well-rested.
Right.
So anyway, but now I feel.
Well, you look very well-rested.
Thank you. And we can also thank self-tanner for that.
That helps. A little color.
Yes. So anyway, why don't we talk a little bit about some of our spring things?
Yes, because I wrote some notes while you were setting everything up because.
Do share.
Because it has finally arrived.
Yes.
And I feel like we can talk more. We talked a little bit about spring clothes a few weeks ago.
We did.
But I think I was thinking about, well, I have some different categories. And maybe I'll just pick, what do you want to talk about? I was thinking about all this. We were talking in the car about all the celebrations, the spring celebrations. And I think that this becomes a time, somebody once years ago said that May is the new December.
Yes.
I think that people sometimes get a bit of hysteria around this time, even if they aren't busy. There's something about it.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe we can break it down and we can talk about some different celebrations, some ideas, because I do think that all of a sudden, if you have somebody graduating or you are graduating or you have a wedding coming up, bridal showers, I mean, it is...
You know what? It's a busy time. And we obviously I haven't been in college for 2 years and we don't have little kids in school. So we're kind of in that in between where it's like we're busy, but it's not, you know, we don't have milestones this year.
No, we don't have a graduation. And we really I don't have many graduations. People I know that are graduating and we don't have any family wedding. We do have weddings, which is good. But I just thought I was just thinking about actually, I was buying a card yesterday, and it's what made me think about it, because there were Mother's Day cards, graduation, and I was like, wow, it's all coming.
Wow, it is. And when I feel like people are, I've been receiving messages like, I have a bridal shower coming up. Yes. You know, it's like we're heading into wedding season. So then if you back it up, we have the bachelorettes, we have the brunches. It's just, it's, and you know what?
What?
I have come to realize here is just like not a slow time of the year. It has just been go, go, go. Mm-hmm. There's always something to do. There's always an event to dress for. There's always a present to buy.
And you and I were even thinking as we were running our errands, what do we have coming up? And so maybe we can talk about some of those things.
Yes.
And my answer to pretty much everything is to be prepared.
Yes.
And we were in the Dollar Tree a couple weeks ago, and this is one, it just popped into my head right now. It's pretty basic. I'm sure most people do it. I love to send cards for different things. But make a little list, whether it's in your head or whatever, on your notes app, and go to the Dollar Tree and stock up on your cards.
50 cents, and they're very 50 cute. 50 cents. I love
get your, if you have to get Mother's Day cards, I don't know. It's a good time to do it. Graduation. I always grab sympathy cards, so I have them. We have some upcoming birthdays.
Yes.
And really, I feel like the Dollar Tree has a wonderful selection. But graduation time is huge. And just being at Miami this past weekend, everyone was out in their caps and gowns taking pictures, graduation pictures. And it was making me think that you've had people ask you for graduation yes. things. What? Because you just graduated 2 years ago. What did you love about your college graduation? Gift ideas?
Well, it's crazy that it's already been 2 years. I was just talking about this with my friend Peyton because she's a year younger. And she was like, I can't believe that it's almost been a year since I graduated. And I remember that feeling too, how it just time flies by so much. And that first year especially. But that was not the question. Anyway, I loved my college graduation. I thought that it was a very exciting time. I've seen people on TikTok recently speak that there might seem to be a white dress shortage, which seems to also probably affect the bridal industry. So I'm not quite sure what is going on with that.
I've not heard of this shortage.
I haven't either, because I feel like that's so crazy. I saved the video and I was like, well, where are you looking? Like, I didn't. She said that she had to buy some really expensive Staud dress because she felt like she couldn't.
I feel like that was an excuse.
And I was like, well, how are you getting through this difficult time?
Yes. Wow.
Wow.
I think that was an excuse.
It was a journey. And I was like, I hope that you are doing okay.
That's funny.
I know. But anyway, I think that the first thing I did when I was graduating college, because you have your pictures, is to find a pretty white dress. And I had two separate ones and I love them. I really had. Well, you picked them out, but they were not. I don't feel like we had difficulty.
No.
A good place to go for a default that I feel like always has a classic white dress is Lilly Pulitzer.
Yes.
And I think maybe if you're a bit more of a trendy gal, you're not going to look there. So maybe this is kind of where she ran into a little bit of a problem.
Yes.
And I don't know her personally, but she seemed really distraught over this white dress shortage.
But probably yet very happy because she got this Staud white dress that maybe she had to justify somehow.
I think so. I think
that's the only thing I could find.
It's that all thing. She could find. And then she was saying, but don't everyone go and buy that because then we're all going to have the same dress.
Okay, that's funny.
Like, do you work for Staud?
That's really funny. And you had to have a white dress for high school graduation.
I did.
And you had to have a white dress for initiation.
Correct.
It is good to have white dresses. Elizabeth needed it for her sorority initiation and luckily, we had some.
We did. I think it's always just good to have on hand. And a classic white dress will never go out of style. You could also go the jumpsuit route. I think Bloomingdale's and Dillard's always has a great stock of white dresses. And like I said, I shared two on my Instagram. But, you know, if there is such a demand and low inventory, I might need to share more.
Yes, you might.
So starting off with a good dress, what was the question? What was the other thing?
Well, I was just thinking about, because I was there and it just seems like it just happened, but it was 2 years ago. I was just thinking about your college graduation and it's graduation season.
I know it's graduation season. I think getting little presents for your friends is always fun.
Like what?
Like I think like a necklace with their maybe like their initial, or if they're moving to a new city, you could get something like themed on that. You know, that's if they cute. Don't have a job yet, maybe just like tell them to, you know, focus
some
on
cash.
That's so bad. Yeah. Just giving them a little something. would be
sweet.
That
is kind of cute. I feel like somebody, maybe Claire gave you Miami glasses, like a set of four.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. A set of four is nice.
You have not moved out yet, and I don't know where they are. I think they're upstairs with your stuff. But
no idea where they are, but no, they're upstairs. I'm kidding. Yes. And again, it is hard because everyone's going in so many different directions. I will say I do like the end of school year. I love that time of year because we're not really into summer yet. It's like that spring fever. So it is a fun time. Do you like high school graduation better or college graduation better? Mm.
Probably college.
Oh, really? Okay.
High school graduation is, I mean, nobody asked, but it is my least favorite.
I just asked.
I guess you did. High school graduation is my least favorite party.
Ah.
I don't love graduation parties because I feel like it's kind of the law to finish.
You're right. And I feel like everyone has a graduation party.
And it just seems, I think it's very intense for parents of a senior in high school because there are a lot of graduation parties to go to, and it gets to be rigorous.
It does get to be rigorous.
It's a, you know what? I shouldn't say that. It's celebrating a passing of time, and you're going on to the next phase in your life.
I definitely think that summer is kind of, you know, for us, it was sad because like you're going on to college. So I could see whereas the college, you're starting this new chapter of life. But also maybe if you were like, you just like can't believe that you're leaving college, that could be harder.
Oh, I think a lot of people would have. They have a very difficult time because they aren't, I mean, college can be, I mean, it's the end. Like you're going to go work. Mm-hmm. I never looked at it that way because I was excited about being a teacher and whatever. But I think that some people have a very difficult time even into middle age with the fact that their college years are finished. I did not. I loved college and I was ready. I've always been excited for the next phase.
I feel like I take after you with that because you probably taught us that. I am excited for each stage of life. I try not to dwell.
Or wallow in it.
Wallow.
Right. But
that being said, we love a good dress. We love some presents. Like we love a good celebration. So
absolutely.
You can wallow with that.
And we had fun graduation parties. I did like putting on your graduation parties.
Mm-hmm.
Which was nice. We just kept it to family, which I liked.
Yes. Yeah.
And we also did, we had nice celebrations for college graduation as well.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Before graduation, though, we have Mother's Day. Well, actually, I don't know. People are graduating. When are the kids graduating these days? When are you guys
it's all happening around the same time.
It is.
I also wanted to point out, we talked about Kyle Cavan.
Yes, we talked about this in the car. Mm-hmm. Kyle Cavan has great jewelry for like your schools, and they have a lot of collegiate jewelry and accessories. In fact, John, our friend John, used to do the social media for Kyle Cavan in New York City. So they are a really great place to get a gift for somebody who's graduating college or high school. Mm-hmm. You know, to get a necklace if they're graduating high school and to get it in the place engraved and where they're going, or even if they're going, if they just graduated from like Miami, you could get them something with like the date.
Yes, yours is a disc, I think,
yep.
And it has Miami. And then I did get Elizabeth once for something. It's got the Upham Arch,
which is at Miami. It's like a little spot.
But they have
spot.
Very nice. It's a really nice gift to
and
get
it's a
someone.
Good price point. It's nicely made and it'll last a while, but it's not completely outrageous.
Right.
So
I
that is
like
a really
that.
Good suggestion. Okay, what other celebrations do you have on the list?
Just the basics. I put the Kentucky Derby down. That's not, I mean, I've never been. I would love to go.
I love the Kentucky Derby. I always feel like it is such a fun celebration. Mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. I love when people do Kentucky themed parties, you know, just like in their homes or like,
right,
just, you know, things. I love a hat.
Absolutely.
And I love a mint julep, and I'm looking forward to participating in that. I also, like, we just had the Masters this past week. Such good vibes.
Isn't it?
It is. It's just spring. It's like full turning over a new leaf. I love all of this, like deep into spring, like holidays,
right.
You know?
Right. I like that too.
Me
and
too.
It just seems like we've got some really cool ones with the Masters.
Yes.
And we have the Kentucky Derby.
Absolutely.
I think that everyone likes the focus. It's a good celebration.
It is. There's always, it's like I said earlier, there's always something going on.
And then I also just wrote down Mother's Day, and then I feel like a lot of bridal showers are occurring right now.
Bridal showers are occurring most definitely. A dress that I recently shared, it was gifted to me from Kay Unger. That Kay Unger is a brand that I feel like obviously people know about, but maybe my age group wouldn't necessarily. And it's on Nordstrom, but they also sell it on the Kay Unger website.
Right.
They reached out and they sent me some dresses. And the one dress that they sent me is blue and white, and it's strapless, and I feel like it's a little Cinderella dress. And I just feel, if there is a bride listening to this and you want something a little different for your shower or for a bachelorette dinner or something, you have to get this dress.
I love it.
It's like so a little Cinderella dress, and I wore it with these like white heels that I already had. And then we were speaking about how it would be really pretty if you paired like my pearl hair bow.
So lovely.
And it's just like a something blue type theme bridal look. I haven't seen it on anybody else. It's not, you know, it's not like that girl who was ranting about the Stawn dress that everyone has.
Right.
So
right.
I just think that if you need a good dress and you're a bride, and even if you're not a bride.
Well, even when you were filming that reel, I'm looking at it and you and I talked about it. Like, what a pretty dress for a bride.
It would. It's just so lovely. It's yes. so lovely. And I was wearing, I think, a 4 and it fit true to size. Mm-hmm. And it's like a, I mean, it's expensive, but it's a mid price point Kay Younger. It's not outrageous and it's not, you know, super inexpensive. It's right in the middle. So it's definitely, and you could wear it again.
Well, I was just going to say that too. You, it's a great dress. It's not, it doesn't scream bridal, but it's very sophisticated. And sometimes I think if you have a lot of bridal stuff going on, repeatedly finding white dresses to wear.
Mm-hmm. I think it would just pop.
It would.
And I don't know when I'm going to be able to actually, I wore it for the reel, but I'm looking forward to a time that I could actually wear it. I will say, I don't think you could wear it as a wedding guest dress because it has a bit too much white in it. So, but like a birthday party or just like a spring event.
Just a spring event.
Just a spring event.
Yeah.
So that was a little thing that I, a little tidbit that I wanted to share and talk about.
We can take a subject and really talk about
it. We can.
You could maybe wear it if you're doing something for Mother's Day, but it is strapless.
Well, I'm going to wear the other dress that they sent me for Mother's Day.
Oh.
That pink one.
Lovely.
I mean, it's just a classic neckline and cut. It's so pretty. It's just stunning. That pink with the belt.
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Looks good. Oh, I mean, that's just charming. What about, let's talk about Mother's Day.
Yeah, what are your thoughts?
Do you have some good Mother's Day gift ideas for people?
Not yet. No, do you?
I know you aren't a mother, but...
No, we were going to get to that in our meeting this week with Laura. We're going to brainstorm some ideas for gifts and create some gift guides.
I already have bought my mom a gift, but I'm not going to say it because my mom listens to the podcast.
Right, she
and
listens.
I love the gift. And she's going to love it. But I don't want to say what it is.
And Mother's Day, we still have a few weeks. So it's nice because we can prepare. I mean, I always think of the gift form from Mother's Day. Just something like thinking of you. Something not huge, but right in the middle. And, you know, it definitely should be spring, leaning towards a spring item of some sort if you can. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I also think like a gift card somewhere to like a massage or
some sort of nice.
Yeah. Service would be great because who doesn't love that?
And take mom and yourself. That's always good.
And do both together.
Right.
Yeah. I do love Mother's Day.
Right. I usually, my mom is very easy to buy for. And I usually do like a fun handbag that I just come upon. Another thing that I'm loving that you and I were talking about and I've talked about before are those scout bags.
Yes.
Like the big ones. That might be a nice gift for a mom.
I do love the scout bags. So Claire's birthday is coming up. It's this week. And her and Connor are both April birthdays. So we're having a little at-home party for her. And we were discussing the theme of it on our walk today because obviously it is a beautiful day. So we were galloping around the neighborhood and screaming about her birthday party. And it was the time. So we are doing a spritz theme, which is just such a great theme for any type of spring event. And then it could lead you right into the summer. But you're doing orange and blue.
And light blue.
Talk about that.
Okay. Last summer I did like chinoiserie containers. And then I did, so it was like a darker vibrant blue and orange. This is going to be light blue and orange. And then I thought with the, she really likes Hugo spritzes. But I texted her last night and I said, do you like Aperol spritzes? Because I wanted to tie in the orange.
I do like the orange. And especially we're going to have it in the dining room since it's all white. I feel like it'll really pop.
Mm-hmm.
So what are some items that you have? I know you ordered some ranunculus.
I did. I ordered some flowers from Urban Stems. And then I ordered some from Farm Girl Flowers. I love my grocery store, but I can't depend on the fact, like, I really wanted to make sure I had these pretty. I have some inspiration pictures. And so I just ordered from there.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll probably, when I'm at the grocery store, fill in.
Okay.
But I don't want to go there and risk it.
No. No. Especially since it's on Thursday.
Right. And I really like, I'm thinking that I'm going to do, I bought a pretty table runner. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to do a white tablecloth, classic. And then I have a light blue linen table runner.
Linen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then I think I'm going to run the flowers and maybe some citrus, like get some oranges, cut them in half.
I love that.
And then put them on the table. And then I think I might do silver candelabra that I already have.
Ooh, the silver with the light blue.
I just thought I might do some light blue stems, candle.
Wow, candles. I'm so excited.
Does that sound lovely? And then I'll use our nice silverware. And I think just white plates.
And what are you thinking for the meal? Or are we not going to give it all away? Should it be a surprise?
Well, I think the meal is going to be a surprise because I don't know it yet.
Oh, and look at that.
Yes, I'm not quite sure because it is spring. I was going to do Claire's favorite meal, but that's more of a wintry
yes
type of thing. I don't know why, but I keep thinking about hot chicken salad.
Again, you mentioned this to me. Have I had this hot chicken salad recipe before?
It sounds when you were divine. Younger. I haven't made it in forever.
I think this would be a really great recipe to make. And then if
so easy,
we could share it with everyone.
Yeah, I think it's my mom's recipe from a long time ago. It's great for like a brunch, a luncheon. But for some reason, I've had it on my mind.
I wanted to take this time to talk about a little bit of a public service announcement for outfits. Because this party is making me think about what I'm going to wear. And I have this lovely J. Crew sweater set that we got last year. And it's like the perfect light blue in theme with the party. And that made me think of when we were in J. Crew Factory yesterday. If you need a spring refresh, I'm just talking about spring things now at this point because I'm in the spring mood.
Right. There's no rhyme or reason. It's just spring things.
It's just spring things. We were in there yesterday, and really it's turned into our home away from home.
Tell why we had to go there.
Oh, we bought their espadrilles. It's a great place if you need the classic espadrille. You have it in black. We were going to get it in the tan raffia, and they gave us two left shoes. Mm-hmm. So we had to return them, exchange them. We still wanted them. And then, of course, you know, other things caught our eye. They had two tables of sweater sets.
You were really
I lost my mind. Yourself. I was. I don't know why it really I don't struck either. Me. But not that I haven't seen a sweater set recently, but the colors were so delicious. Mm-hmm. And they're such great price points. You know, yes. There's always like, you know,
60%
off. 200% off. They're just giving it away.
No, it's like a math class when you're in there. You're it like, is. What? How much am I paying for this?
Exactly.
And then I think it's free. I'm like, well, it's got to be. I mean, it's inexpensive. That's and then I get act. Outraged when it's not on sale. So really, just wait till it goes on sale.
Yes. So I picked up the prettiest. I'm not going to wear it for the birthday party because, like I said before, I have a sweater set from last year. I have a lot of sweater sets. But we got the cutest. It's the perfect shade of pink. And it is a sleeveless cable knit sweater top.
Cotton.
Thank you. With a matching sweater. I'm going to wear it on Wednesday with Laura. I hope she likes it. And then I had a cream sweater that I wore the other day to brunch. And then they had the matching.
It's white.
I'm sorry. White. Would you say it's white?
It's white.
Oh, it's white. What was I thinking?
No, it's white. I love it.
And then I got the matching top. So now I have two new spring sweater sets.
Wow.
And I'm so excited. And I just felt the urge to tell everyone to run or order on J. Crew Factory, the sweater sets for spring. Get them in like two or three different bright colors. And what you can then do, and then I'll stop talking about it.
I love listening.
Like, the department that we always have a hard time with is like the going out clothes. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if other people would do this, but I think you could wear that sleeveless top for go right with jeans and like a cool sneaker.
Oh, I think so.
For like a little retro look. And
cool
then maybe
shoulder bag.
Cool shoulder bag, some gold or silver jewelry. And then you could even put the sweater over your shoulders and you just look like a cool girl.
Oh, such a cool girl.
That's all. That's all I have for this Monday in the suburbs. Go to J. Crew Factory.
Yes. No, those sweater sets. And I loved your idea. You that little white sleeveless sweater, even with a cute short, a yes. linen. You could do all white, like a linen white.
It's
Is
so
that
good.
Still cool to go out in?
I think really so. Sure.
With a black belt and a cool sandal.
I love it. Yes.
Yes. I think, and I bought the navy blue one a couple weeks ago, just the cardigan. And then I bought the blue and white pinstripe dress, and I'm going to yes. put it around my shoulders and wear it with espadrilles.
With the espadrilles. I don't know. If you just need something like immediate, because you could wear it to work, and then you could also wear it on the weekends, and then you could wear it out. So
you could.
It's sweater set season, ladies. It's Right. Catch me one Wednesday and Thursday.
It's really good because especially in the Midwest when it's free, it's cold in the morning and then it gets warmer as it goes. So it's a nice layering. I love a cotton sweater.
And you know what? The other thing is everyone's going to take somebody seriously in a sweater set. What you're going to critique, I'm in a sweater set. What are you gonna say?
Like, right.
Like I look
I mean
together.
Business.
I mean business. I mean yeah. business.
I'm a business my top girl.
Matches my sweater.
Yes.
That's it. You just ended all argument or conversation because I'm in a sweater set.
Yes. And I might just button one or two of them.
Button and you don't know what the rest of the top looks like underneath me, but you no. think it's matching.
Right.
You're pretty sure it's matching. You're
like, is that one thing? Or if it's all unbuttoned, if you are saying something important, you can kind of grab on to each side and pull it, like tighten it up a little bit, like when you are really making a good point.
Yes. If you know, oh, well, this happened, and you just kind of shuffle and yeah. you close your cardigan and you looked off to the side. And right. I like who I am in a sweater.
Yes.
Set.
Yes. Exactly. And they have really good earrings right now.
Really good jewelry. Really, really good jewelry.
And again, it seems to be almost free. I don't know. You buy one, you get one. It's magic.
It's like $9 after you have all of your, you mm-hmm. slash all the prices.
You get in if you're like, if you sign in and you are part of their J. Crew thing, you're getting coupons sent to you.
It's always the points.
It's fantastic. Well, I was excited for you because you were so excited about the sweater set.
I am.
It's a spring thing.
It is a sweater totally. Set. And the colors were just, it was speaking to me. What are some other spring things that you're, I know we have some other lists right there.
Well, some notes. I wrote some random things down. I put dash, babies are out everywhere. And my mom pointed this out yesterday. We stopped over to see my parents. And at church, my mom said there were babies everywhere. All of the winter babies
are out.
And I it's all I could do not to go up to a stroller and say, hello, nice to meet you, baby. Could I hold the baby?
Just for a second.
They're everywhere.
They are everywhere. And especially because the weather has been so nice, strollers are everywhere. And then like, they're not like 3 year. It's like a fresh baby from like, I'm going to say November or December.
Yes.
Or something, you know, like yes. the winter babies are out.
And I think that the moms and the dads are using some new stroller different than, you know, it's like the car seat thing is still popped into it, but they probably haven't used it too much. And I'm excited for them. They're out for walks and there are babies everywhere.
There are. It's I'm happy for the moms, I'm happy for the dads, I'm happy for the children.
So that's a spring thing. Another spring thing that I didn't write down but I just heard is I always think we have birds in our chimney. And year after year I've had chimney sweeps come two different times over the years. They are actually repeatedly they come and they build a nest on the cage, you know, that's at the top of the fireplace, and they chirp all day long. But I don't mind it.
Sometimes I think that the bird is in the house.
Same.
Because it echoes so much. We are a nest. I don't know if it's a neighborhood or maybe it's just our house. But I feel like every year I have a window box right outside my window. I have seen many a family being, you know, built there.
Reared. Yeah. Reared, born.
Reared, born. Exactly. I get attached.
Yes.
The tree outside of our window in the mm-hmm. front by the little sitting room, nest. Chimney, nest.
We had one in our wreath last year.
We had one in our wreath.
No one could come near the front door.
No, there were babies in the, and the eggs are so pretty. I think they know that we have three girls here and that mm-hmm. this is a safe place to start and
nurture
a family. And that's why they come here, because for years we always find a nest somewhere.
Right.
I don't mind it.
I will say now that we're talking about this, I might modify my wreath. Because they tend to come back to the same place, and it's kind of dangerous to have them on the front door.
It's super dangerous
because the mail person is coming and delivering mail and packages, and it's not safe. And they get, as they should, protective of the babies. And it's not, you really should not, I would like to tell them, you should not build a nest on a front door.
Public service announcement. I don't know what,
birds.
Who thought that was a good idea, but we do have intricate wreaths when you really think about it.
Mm-hmm. It's probably cozy.
Yes.
Nestled inside.
But we also have two trees that they could choose from. So
those seem to be booked already.
No, they are. I'm telling you guys, it's like enchanted at our house
yes.
right now.
Yeah, I think yeah. those are already booked. And I'm, you know what? I'm going to switch my wreath out. It's really cute, but I need something very flat. I used to have like a monogram letter,
uh-huh.
but I was over it and it broke. And I think that would have been good. So we might have to go wreathless for a little bit so that they realize there's no nest to be built here.
I kind of agree with that, just because with the Amazon guys coming and then we got the post office and then now a family's being, it's just a lot going on at the front steps.
No, yeah. They would be safer. Please go to the backyard.
Please, please go to the backyard.
You are welcome. Go to the backyard. Yeah, you're welcome. We would love to have you. We just cannot have you at an entrance exit situation.
It's like a bird Airbnb here. They're everywhere. And then Pretty Bird's like, I feel, we'll be in the middle of a conversation. I go, Mom, look. Yes. And there's just this gorgeous robin.
Right. Dad said he was sitting somewhere over the weekend and a bird flew right into the window.
He said that to me. Yes. Yeah. I'm like, I feel like
they're
I'm
everywhere
in Cinderella right now. And I'm running around with the birds and the mice.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm like, focus, Emily. What is going on? Stop looking at the birds.
But it's a spring thing and we hear them through
the
fireplace.
We do. I'm glad you touched upon it.
Yeah. Thought I would. Why don't I wrote down, because we were talking about it, you mentioned that you were on a little bit of a health journey that just started this morning. I would love to hear
when you say it like that. Yes. A few small things that I've been doing. Number one, you got Elizabeth and I and Claire all red light masks. And I feel like if you are on social media, this has been everywhere. Dad has been an advocate for red light for quite some time. So every night we went and got facials probably like a month and a half ago. And Summer, the woman who was giving us our facials, said that she used it every single day for, I think it was like 6 weeks. And she looked like a porcelain doll. So I am going to be religious about my red light because it's supposed to be great for inflammation and for building new skin cells and for collagen and for the overall texture and smoothness of your skin. I'm sorry, I didn't know I was a dermatologist.
My gosh, I'm riveted to this. Yes.
So Elizabeth and I think now Claire are going to be very religious about using it.
Claire and I have had ours. We have a different brand than yours. We've had ours for a long time.
Yes.
And I went in spurts, but then after Summer was talking about it again, I have been religious about it. My skin does not, I mean, she's way younger than me. I don't have the porcelain feel, but you know what I like about it is that it causes you to lay down for minus 5 minutes.
Mine's 10 minutes.
That's nice.
It is nice.
And it's
relaxing.
You can't
see, really, because you have a mask strapped onto you, but it's nice. You just lay down. I just close my eyes and then the timer ends and the light shuts off and then you're good to go. You do. I saw somebody else on Instagram. She said she used it for 10 weeks and then she saw a difference.
Okay.
So this is a long-term commitment.
No, I've been back on mine. I didn't take it with me this weekend. Mine is a harder shell one that I've had for a while. Yours is soft.
Yes, and it has like Velcro straps in the back. I can link it.
They're you strap an investment. Yours around.
I do. They're expensive. And then Summer, our facialist, also said you don't want to just go on Amazon and get some cheap one because then you're probably going to end up doing counteracting the whole thing. So if you're thinking about getting a red light one, definitely invest from what I've heard from the professionals.
Well, I think that's really good that you're doing it.
Thank you.
In part because I think there's a benefit to just laying there for 10 minutes.
No, I agree.
It's right before you go to bed.
Yes. And when Terry comes on, he can go ahead and go on and on about red light therapy because he's always talking about it. And he has different boxes, not just for your skin. He uses it for his everything. Yeah. If anything hurts, he uses red light therapy. And also red light therapy is good for your eyes. So you don't have to worry about the mask going into your eyes because it's actually good for your eyes. So I've started doing that. Some other journey that I'm about to embark on this afternoon. So I was with my friend Peyton the other day and I was like, OK, we need to like get it together as far as the working out. You have like 3 minutes. Mm-hmm. As far as the working out. And so we are going to a mat Pilates class this afternoon. We're going to test it out and see if we like it. Cleveland, like there's not a close place to go and do reformer Pilates.
Mm-hmm.
And we wanted something convenient. So we're starting mat Pilates.
That's wonderful.
Thank you.
I can't wait to hear.
Thank you.
Everyone. And you went for a big walk this morning.
And I went for a big walk. So I'm just going to do Pilates and walk for spring season. But
I think it's a good spring thing. It's up there with spring cleaning and all of that kind of stuff. And it's always good to mix it up. It's nice weather. It's motivating.
It is motivating. And I'm trying to think what else I've done recently.
Do you want to see what I have right in front
of me? Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. Please share.
I don't know how to pronounce it. Osea, O-S-E-A. It popped up in my Instagram and I bought it. It's the Golden Glow Body Set. I am not good about moisturizing arms and legs.
Mm-hmm.
This will motivate me.
That looks really nice. I would use
The packaging. I'm good about like maybe 3 to 4 days a week moisturizing, and I need to do it every single day.
I love it.
So we'll see how this goes. This kit, doesn't that look fun?
No, it looks great. I would totally have bought it too. No, it's really inviting. It's
hook, line, and sinker. You're gonna be that
glowing.
Thing came
You're
up.
Gonna be glowing. Yeah, so exciting.
Yeah.
Well, if you want us to talk a little bit more about like the spring, I mean, that's pretty much. That's pretty much what we've been doing.
We do need to do some massive cleaning.
Massive cleaning. The third floor, which is where we keep clothes like that are not are not seasonal clothes or our seasonal clothes.
Right.
We need to clean that out. So we will be doing that and then selling a bunch of things on Poshmark. We do have a lot of things listed on Poshmark right now. So,
and we usually probably three times a year, especially with seasons, we need to clean out the third floor, rotate our clothes a little bit, weed out.
Yep.
And that is on the docket for this week.
It is on the docket. And I think we'll feel really great with that as well. I wish we could keep talking, but Anne has to hop on a house call today.
I do. You know I could keep talking.
Oh, everyone knows this as well. I think we've been speaking for a bit, though. So I hope you all enjoyed this episode. And we're just so excited for all the spring things. And let us know of any other specific topics. Be sure to
maybe put it on Bows and Company DM or something. Some fun spring things.
Yes. I was like, wait, I thought you had an announcement. I was like, yes, DM on Bows and Company. Also, we have our Buffalo pop-up shop coming up on April 24th, which is a Wednesday, and it's from 5 to 7, and it is at Brand Bar. So if you are in the area, we would love to see you there.
It's myself, next week.
Claire, me obviously, and Laura will all be there, so we would just be tickled if you showed up and shop together, and we're just looking forward to spending a great evening. I think there's going to be charcuterie and there's a cash bar there, so it's just going to be a wonderful night.
And I'm looking forward to seeing this store.
Me
I've
too.
Never been there, and I think it's kind of a big place.
Yes.
We would love if you came and stopped in.
Yes. So that Say is hello. Something we're really looking forward to.
And one other thing before I leave, we are working on our next line.
We are working.
And that is definitely a spring thing.
Oh my gosh, we're so excited about it. And it is, I mean, obviously we are the most biased people, but it's so cute. It's so happy. It's so spring. It'll take you through the summer. Great gifts for Mother's Day, for birthdays, for everything. We can't wait to share. I'm going to be sharing some sneak peeks probably on my YouTube or just even on Instagram. Products are starting to come in and they're cute.
They're cute. And hopefully we'll release it maybe that first week in May is kind of our plan.
That's the goal.
But we're telling you guys first.
Of course we're telling you guys first, because you guys are our best friends.
Yes.
So all right, thank you all for listening, and we'll let you go. I hope the house call goes well, and I hope everyone listening has a great week ahead. And remember, thank you for listening, first of all, and remember that everything is in fact better with a bow. Bye-bye now.